ולאתם גמתם, לא מילים, בואי ללכביש ינאי. גם ינאי, גמתם, מתם בני ויס, אשלחכם בני ויס. It's coming to teach us that we need the Shliach to be Ibn Ibris. It's coming to be Ramayi the Toy. Alamali Kram, Rev Chia Barab, Omer of Mechonon Nafto. Dom Rev Chia Barab, Omer of Yechonon, Hein Eved Nasa Shliach, Lekavo Get Me at Baile Shalisha, the Fisheena Beteiris Gidden Viktusha. As there's another Chsarim, you don't, there's a son of Eina Beteiris Gidden Viktusha. As Rashi says in Kiddush, Rashi says, Alma loyboikra, de misuvara islam lemeina, de midi de la shayrabe, lo misabra le shliach. Rashi over here is mavur that the chsarin of lesser betayras is a chsarin misvara. You don't need a pasuk to teach it to you. The mocker of Rashi is the lashon of the Gemara. Atem gamatem lomeli, what do you need a pasuk for? Lomeli kra, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. As mavur over here, that the chsarin of lesser betayras is a chsarin misvara. Misvara, if you're lesser betayras, you can't be a shliach. As Nahum said over from the Zohar that he was mistapik, what is the chsarin of lesser betayras shlichas? And what's the svara? We see in the Gemara, it's a svara. What's the svara? He said you could understand it two ways. You could understand it, it's a chsarin in shlichas. You could only be a shliach for something you could do yourself. Something you can't do yourself, you can't be a shliach for. As if you're lesser betayras, you can't do it yourself, as you can't be a shliach to do it for someone else also. As it's a chsarin in shlichus, or it's a hecher chsarin, a higher level chsarin. It's not just a chsarin in shlichus, it's a chsarin in the etzem maisa. Something that you're not in the parshin, that you can't do, your asiyah doesn't have a shem asiyah b'chlal. When a guy does a gittin, it's not called a get. When a guy does a kedushin, it's not called a maisa kedushin. He's mufka legamri from gittin v'kedushin. As whatever he does, it's not called a maisa gittin, a maisa kedushin. It's a chsarin in the etzem asi. That's the nidin of Rebbe Huber. Rebbe Huber brought a raya from Taisis in gittin chav beza mit beza. Taisus learns the chsarin of lesser betayres is even on the ksiva of a shtar get, and even on the ksiva se'edim, even on the tzad that you don't need shlichus. Afilu hochi, there's a chsarin if you're lesser betayres, you can't write a get, you can't be chosen for another person. Mavu and Taisus that the chsarin of lesser betayres is not just the chsarin in shlichus. It's a chsarin be'etzem. It doesn't have a tayrus mice. Thus is the raya verbal. There he says, "Vayis tochayis lesser be'tayrus is a hecher of chsarin." As one time saw in the sefer Leket Ha'aris from Rabbi Avraham Gurwitz that he asked the shayla on this verbal there. Shayna shayla shetzaruch ladin ba. The Gemara later on in Kedushin. And Daf Samach Gimel, as the Gemara over there says, that if you're Makadish, a Isha who's a guy, Lichashet Iskaya. Dahainu, right now the Isha's a guy. Her plan is to do a Geirus. As you're Makadish her now when she's a guy, Lichashet Iskaya. As the Gemara says, that it's totally on the Machlekes, if Adam Makne Dabash Eloi Baloi, the Filaman the Amal, Ain't all the makna davish aloi by loilam, which is what we hold. As right now she's a guy, she's not a yid. A yid is aloi by loilam. The kinyan is not chal, the kedushin is not chal. Av lefir a meyer that holds other makna davish aloi by loilam, as you could be mekadish a guy lichashet hiskayer. Frek Rabbi Avraham on Rabbi Huber. Hare lefir a bochber. What's the chsarn of lesser betayrus? The mice of a goy is not a mice of kedushin. Being that he's not in the parsha of kedushin, when he does a kedushin, it's not a kedushin b'chlal. It's not a mice of kedushin. As im kain,
Right now, he's a goy. The Maisa Kedushin is happening when he's a goy. As even if you hold Adam Matne Dava Shaloi by Lailam, that's when you do a kinyan on something that eventually will come Lailam. But over here, there's a much bigger chasaran. Being that the Ish is a goy, the Maisa Kedushin doesn't have a shame Maisa Kedushin b'chlam. That's what Rabbi Avraham asked on this above. But how could you say the son of Lesser Vitairis is that see, it doesn't have a shame Maisa Kedushin because you're not in the parsha? What you're doing is not Kedusha, and you see not that way. Nos is a Shayna Shayla. L'choira the kivun is over there, you're doing the Maisa Kedushin to be Chal when she'll be a Yid. As it's kiv, the Maisa is for the Zman of when she's becoming a Yid, as it's different. L'choira has to be the kivun to answer the Shayla. In the street, it's a Shayna Shaila and a Grace and Eden. What's the Chsarin of Lesser Vitairis? Why is. Nos is the Gemara. As Frank the Gemara, as why do you need Atem Yamatem? It's a Chsal Gedai de Ramina Eved La Beritelu Klal. You would think only by Eved is a son of lesser betayras, by Truma. Of a guy is Isa betayras. As what's a son of lesser betayras? Zot Rashi. Ain b'shum sad heterashisish. An Eved does not have, an Eved Knani doesn't have a gerishin, she'ena megarish, da ain loy kedushin. As this Rashi is a chiddush. Why is he lesser b'toyres gerishin? Because he's ain loy kedushin. Meaning, b'etzem, it doesn't say anywhere a goy, it doesn't say anywhere that he can't give again. But being that he's ain loy b'toyres kedushin, as a mela, automatically, technically, he doesn't have a get. If you don't have a kedushin, you don't have a get. What's the makkah of Rashi? Because the lashon of the Gemara is a eved is less of a tyrus getting the kedushin. Why is the Gemara bringing in kedushin over here? We're talking about where he's a shliach l'get. As why is the Gemara bringing in kedushin the flower? So the eved is less of a tyrus getting the kedushin. Over here, the Mishnah is talking about Gittin. It should say, Lesser B'tayrus Gittin. As that's the Makar of Rashi, the reason why he's Lesser B'tayrus Gerishin is because he's Lesser B'tayrus Kedushin. Betzem, he's not Nismayit from the Parsha of Gerishin. But B'mitzias, he doesn't have a Kedushin. Why doesn't he have a Kedushin? Because the Eved Knani is Am Hadayma Lechamar. It's a Hekesh of Avodim to Chamayrim. Just like you can't be Makadish a Chamor, you can't be Makadish an Eved Knani. As they say, he's less of a Kedushin, and Memela he doesn't have a get. As there's a grace of Shaila, in the Chsaron of less of a Tyrus, what happens if B'mitzias a person is less of a Tyrus? He's not Nismayit from the Parsha, just a Mitzias, it's not Shaykh for him to do. Is that enough to be called lesser b'tayras? Bez Hashem, we'll see in the Hemshech Advarim, more clappy this. There are those that hold, in order to be lesser b'tayras, it has to be, you're not in the parasha b'chlal. Not that it's a chsar and mitzias. Just because you have a chsar and mitzias, you're b'tayras, just b'mitzias, you can't do it. B'choyra over here, it's b'mitzias, he can't give a get, because he doesn't have a kedushin. But not that there's a mir in the parasha. As that's enough to be called less of a Tyrus, you would see in Rashi that a Chsaron and Mitzias makes you less of a Tyrus. L'chayra one Katayna, Lefi Rashi, it's much deeper than a Chsaron and Mitzias. If the Parsha of Kedushin wasn't said to you, the Parsha of Gerushin wasn't said to you, the Parsha of Get was said to a person that has Kedushin. As you don't need a Mir in the Parsha, even without a Mir in the Parsha. The Parsha talks to people who it's Nageya. Every guy, it's not Nageya. As Mamela, the Parsha doesn't talk to you.
You don't have a
Creative, but Rashi doesn't say. Nice try. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi's mashma, because you don't have Kedushin, therefore you don't have Gid. He doesn't say, and there's a Hekesh, so therefore the Miyat that was said by Kedushin works by Gid. Nice mashma, but not in Rashi. Okay. So Chayyu doesn't think Kivun in Rashi. Being that he's Ein Lo Kedushin, he's not in the Parsha of Gevishim too. He's called Isa B'Tairis. And how do you know he's Isa B'Tairis? That's what happened. The Makshin is, he's less of a Tyrus. Ever the Gemara, a guy is less of a Tyrus Chuma. He's less of a Tyrus Chuma. It's a Mefurish Mishnah in Chumas that a guy who takes Chuma, the Chuma is Chal. Frig the Atzmus Yasef. The Makshin didn't know the Mishnah in Chumas. It's a Mefurish Mishnah in Chumas. Everyone knows the Mishnah in Chumas. At least everyone's supposed to know. The Mishnah in Chumas. Old Amarayim knew the Mishnah in Chumas. That a guy who takes Chuma, the Chuma is Chuma. As what was the Havamin of the Makshin that he is, it's less of a Tairas. Hare, it's a Mishnah in Chumas. That a guy that takes Chuma, the Chuma is Chal. Thus Frek, the Atzmus Yasef. Void, if you look in the Gemara, even in the Teretz of the Gemara, there's a Gevaldig Diuk in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hani Mili Eved Delav Bar Heterahu Klau. There's an extra word in here. It's Klau. A Goy is less of a Tairus Klau. Mashma Avul Oivid Gochavim is Isa Betruma Bemixas. Mashma, even in the Teretz, he's not legamri Isa B'Tairas. He's only b'mixas Isa B'Tairas. The tzarech bia, the chayri is legamri Isa B'Tairas. When he takes tshuva, the tshuva is chal. As what's pshat in the Gemara. Thus frek, the atzmus yaseh. Bez Hashem, we're going to see three possible mahalchim. Rather, all three are based on one yisoid. Of the three possible mahalchim. Vice to chayis, Azaz Shaila shows that even though a goy could take tshuma, but it's not the same as when a yid takes tshuma. When a yid takes tshuma, it's different. As the Havamina was, even though a goy takes tshuma, it works, but it's still not the same when a yid takes tshuma. It's all gonna be it. What's the difference when a goy takes tshuma, a yid takes tshuma? It all works. It's chal and tshuma. Maishma. As let's go slowly. First is a Rashi. Shetomu eshelehen chumasan shuma li aser lezare. Rashi says, what does it mean, chumasan shuma li aser lezare? Shtels in itziv. That is the only nafkamina latina in that which it's chuma, that the chuma is aser lezarem. Hare, there are many nafkamina latinas in chuma. Number one, the ikar nafkamina is yamata des and teva. As Rashi said, Chuma san Chuma, and he's Mata the Isan Tevel. Number two, what do you do with Chuma? It's a Matnes Kayin. You give it to the Kayin. As what's Rashi saying, Chuma san Chuma li Asa Lizarim? Hare, there are many Nafkamina Ladinas. As the question splits in two, if you want to cut it very sharp. Number one, why did Rashi only say one? And why did Rashi say this one? What's the point? Rashi should have said chumas and chuma l'chol dinayim. But Rashi over here is teaching you what chuma is. You know what chuma is. That's not Rashi's job. And if he is, he didn't do a good job. He only taught you one halacha. He didn't teach you all the halachas. Zogt in etziv from over here, you have a gevaldig yediyuk in Rashi, that a goy's chuma is not a chuma l'chol adinim, only l'mixes dinim. Therefore, Rashi says one of them, but it's not true for all dinim. Kach is the mitzvah medayi in Rashi. As his mamish, there's a halachic diginaf gemina. And what does he say? He says that it, what does it mean? Rashi's coming to be madgish. Normally, by chuma, there's a chiv misa bidei shamayim when zarim eat it. By a goy's chuma, there isn't a chiv misa bidei shamayim when a goy eats it. As that's that gosh of Rashi, it's only li asa lezarim, and there's no chiv misa. As that's the way we have the Nitziv, and the Olam tumbles in the Nitziv, we'll see what the Olam asked. L'maisetz Baruch Echama. The Nitziv was not written by the Nitziv. It was written by a Talmud that was sitting in Shir. Kinnereh, the Talmud forgot a point. It's not the Nitziv's Chiddush. It's a Rashi in Erech in Daf Hei Amid Beis. And Baruch Echama, the Nitziv, what he said, the Chiddush and the Deed, he wrote Rashi in Erech in Hei Amid Beis because the Nitziv was Baki Bakol. And he didn't just stamp Varf a Chiddush from his left pocket. Yeah. As even though it's not in the Nitziv, Baruch Echama, that he said it in Shem. For some reason, when the Talmud was writing it over, he forgot that part. You have to realize in those days, it was before tape recordings. Forgot it. It happened. Oh. Abizichon and Itziv meant the Rashi and Erech and Heyamit Beis. Rashi and Erech and Heyamit Beis is, says Mefurish, that it's farther from what a lot of people argue on this Nitziv. That's why we say the Nitziv is a Rashi and Heyamit Beis and Erech. Va'oid Rashi and Heyamit Beis and Erech is Mevusas on the Gemara over there. And he says, the Hezber, what's the Pshat? Meaning the Tziv just says it, he vows it, but he doesn't explain it. You open up the Rashi Nerechim, which is Bara where he's coming from. Rashi Nerechim says a Geshmak of Pshat. Zok Rashi Nerechim, why taka when a guy takes chuma, it's chal? Hare, the Parsha was written to Yidden. Like every Parsha in the Torah was written to a Yid. As how in the world do you know when a guy takes chuma, it's chal? Hare Tshuma is a Chalois Torah. The Torah is given to Yidden. Nitzagai, it's not one of the Zayim Mitzvahs, but in Noyach Tshuma. As why in the world is it Chal when a guy takes Tshuma? Zok Rashi, a Teretz. Because there's a Riboy that when a guy makes Hegdish, it's Chal. Ish. Is Marba that a guy's Hegdish is Chal. As we learn out Tshuma from Hegdish. Rashi L'chayra means, because Tshuma is a form of Hekdish, it's a form of Kaddish. As you learn how Tshuma from Kaddishim, that it's Chal. Lefi Rashi is doch givaldik. It comes out that where do you know that a guy's Tshuma is Chal? It's in the Parsha of a Yid? No! The Parsha of a Yid was written to a Yid. It's a different Parsha Lagamri. It's a Ribui that said in Kodshe Goyim is a Goy. Yeah. Now we come back to Rashi. That's why there's no Chiyav Misa. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Umeisa ki yichalu bi Yisrael. The Lashon of the Pasuk is klar that the Misa is when it's Machala Yidei by Yisrael. As Rashi held, it's Mashma that the Ribui is only for the Issa, not for the Chiyav Misa. Thus is number one. Lemaisa, the Velch is a bomba kasha on this Nitziv. That's why we're mocked him, it's a Rashi and everything. The Velch is on the Nitziv. How could you say there's no Chir Nisa? The Mishnah says there's a Chaimish, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Tes, says that Chaimish is a kapara for a Chir Nisa v'dei Shamayim. You only have a chaimish when there's a chiyav misa bidei shamayim. As if the Mishnah says there's a chaimish on a truma of a guy, must be there's a chiyav misa bidei shamayim. The shayla is a festa shayla. The Olam wanted to get rid of the Nitziv mikoyach zeh. But after we have a Rashi and Erechin, it's doch shayin, it's a shayla of Rashi. Vais the chay is the klal over there was said, b'derech klal. But when there's a mir, it's different. That's what you have to say. Yeah. Shaila is a shayna shayla, but the maisa to Rashi and Erech. As you have to say, over here where there's a mir, as for every klal, there's a chut to the klal. Does that? Okay. As lafizeh, let's come back to the Atzmus Yosef shayla on the Gemara. Frag dads, Miss Yosef. Oh. Ah, you got his Isa Betoyres, the Mefurish and Mishnah. What was Chan in the Makshin? The Fizah is doch Gewaldig. Is a Svei Toyres Chumas. It's not Chuma Yid, which is Chala Chol Adinim. And it's not Chuma of a Goy, which is Chala Mixis Adinim. As we had a Havamina, that's called Lesa Betoyres, because he's not Betoyres Chuma of a Goy. It's only Chalba Mixas. And that's the Kamash Malan, being that it's Chal Shem Truma, even though it's not exactly the same, that's enough to be called Isa B'Toyra. You don't have to be B'Toyra's Legamri. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. If it's Chal B'Mixas, it's Doima, that's enough to be called Isa B'Toyra. And that's the Lashon of the Gemara, that it's not Isa, that by a Goy he's Isa B'Toyra Klau. He's Legamri Mufkov. Yeah, but Mixas is Isa B'Toyres. That's enough. As us is the Gevaldig Yediyah in the Netziv, you could add the Pashtis of the Gemara and Chayrus, your Aleph Amid Beis is, there's no din to give it to a Kohen either. There's no mitzvah of Nisina to a Kohen. As even though it's also Lazarim, but there's no mitzvah Nisina to a Kohen. That's why Rashi chapped on Issa Lazarim, because they're dinim that it's not doim. As thus is the Mahalach of the Nitziv. The advice to Chayis of Goyisha is different, and the Nitziv, Rashi in Erechim, says the Ezra, because it's Mishum Eribui of Ish Ish. It's a different parsha, it has different dinim. Say Yishmak. Yeah. Rather, the Brisker Rav, the Enochal of the Nitziv, says a similar shtickle Torah, Klapi Kotcha. The Kochi Yisrael and Kochi Akim are Svei Bazunder of Parshas. Mamish the same Derech Alim, that be Kobonis that a Goy is in the Sumayat. But this is the Svochen Begin. Oh, this is the Mahalach and the Tziv. In the Taisis Rid, the Taisis Rid says another interesting Nafgamina Ladina. The Taisis Rid says a Goy's Truma is only Chal when it's Goyisha feel, and it's Goyisha Tvua. But on a Yiddish Tvua, if a guy is Mafreshit, it's not Chal. Kenira, he was Medayik, the Lashon of a guy is Isa Betruma Denafshe. He went real literal with this Denafshe. Denafshe means when it's a Goyisha feel, a Goyisha Truma is Chal. Of a Yiddish Tvua, Goyisha Truma is not Chal. Oidapam, in the Taisis Rid, it's another Kivun, and why? What the Hama mean? It's less of a Tairis. Harei a Goy is not a Truma Lagamri. He can't take Truma on a Yiddish Atrua. But Friday in the Gemara, we're handling Yiddish Atrua. But being that when he takes it on his own Tru, it's Chal, that's enough to be called Lamaskana Isa Vitairis. As those are the Mahalach of Rashi and the Mahalach of the Taisis Rid needs a beer. Like, why when he takes it for his own tvua it's chal, and for a Yiddish tvua it's not chal? Hare, we're going that ein kinyan loy v'kachovim lafkia. When a guy buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, it's still kaddish b'kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it's chal adin of Tevelam. As my nafkamina, if it belongs to the Yid or it belongs to the God. As the Taisis Rid needs a beer, but the Taisis Rid says the Chiddush. In order to understand the Taisis Rid, we want to go into one more Nakuda, one more difference between a Yid and a Goy. The Ritva and the Atzmus Yosef answer this question, L'choira. The Ritva says the Havamina that he's less of a Tyrus is because he has no mitzvah to make Afrash's Truma. L'chatchila he's not mechuyev to make Afrash's Truma. He's a Goy. As when he has Tfua, he's not mechuyev in Taryag mitzvah. If he takes a Truma, a Yid's allowed to eat it. But a Goy, there's no Isser Tevel. It's not one of the Zion mitzvahs playing Naya. As a guy could walk into a Rabbanut store in Eretz Yisrael and eat it. He has no Isser Tevel. He has no reason to be Mafresh Trumas or Mises. A Yid, when he walks in, he has to be Mafresh Trumas or Mises. Yeah. Abba Goy, A goy doesn't have a din, a mitzvah of rushes, tumas, and maises. As you would think, because a guy doesn't have a mitzvah of afrashes, chumas, and maises, he's called less of a tairas. B'tzarech bir, sayon the ritva, and sayon the atzmas yosef. Over here we're talking about if the chumas chal. We're not talking about if you have a mitzvah to be mafresh chuma. My shaykh is the mitzvah of being mafresh chuma to being isa v'tairas and the afrashes chuma being chal. Over here, the need is, do you have a koyach to shav chalois tumah? A koyach is a koyach to shav chalois tumah. He's isa b'tayrish tumah. Over here, the need is not, do you have a mitzvah or not? The need is, do you have a koyach to shav chalois tumah? Why should it be tali on if there's a mitzvah lahafrish, if there's an isa tebel to you? What's pshat in Rashi in the Atzmus Yisrael? As a nochum, advised a yediyah b'dayim, a Rashi in Gidden and that chav gimel amid beis. That's a riziger chiddush, a riziger off rice. Yeah, off rice in English is a turnaround. Oh, I'm a pecha. Oh, a revolution. Oh, in chiddush in inyan etshu. As a novum advised the Rashi, Rashi in Gidden chav gimel amid beis says like this. A Eved Kanani is Isa B'Tayras. A Goy is less of B'Tayras. A Eved Kanani is Isa B'Tayras Chuma. Why? Because the Eved Kanani has an Isa Tevel. A Eved Kanani is Mechuyev in all Laisa says that a lady is Mechuyev. As a Eved Kanani has an Isa Tevel. As being that he has an Isa Tevel, he's Mechuyev Lavrish Chuma. As therefore, he's Isa B'Tayras Truma. B'Tzarech Bir. Over here, we're talking about Isa B'Tayras and Afrosha. What are you bringing? The Isa Tevel and the mitzvah to take Truma. Zagreb Nochum, Shteta in Rashi, and that'll be Pshat in the Ritva. And in the Atzmus Yosef, Pshat in the Gemara, a Gevaldike Chiddush. The Inyan of Afrosha's Truma is not Stama Matnas Kuna. The whole Koyach to be Mafresh Truma is to be Mater the Iser Tevel. That's the Iker Inyan of Afrosha's Truma. The Koyach to be Mafresh Truma is Mikoyach that there's an Iser Tevel. It's not a din b'fnei atzmai to be mafresh truma. As memela, someone that has isa tevel, has a koyach to be mafresh truma. Dashteta. As there's a shaykhis between shafing truma and there's a tevel. Because the whole koyach to be mafresh truma is mikoyach there's a tevel. It's not this svei din. It's an isa tevel. And also there's a mitzvah of hafrashish truma to give matnes kuna. No. The koyach to be mafresh is mikoyach, the isa tevel. And there's a gavaldiger Rashi in Gittin, Mem Zayin Amid Beis, which is a shena mocker to what Rav Nochum says. A very interesting question. Mamish la'locha. Everyone should go to the fruits and vegetable stores that have good hashgahs. Nothing to talk about. By mistake, you bought in one of the stores in Beis Yisrael, and you realize afterwards that it doesn't have the greatest hashgaha. You thought everything in Beis Yisrael is Kaddish Vatar, all the stores. Then you realize one of them is a rabbanut. You won't say which one. You realize one of them. Okay. Now you have it at home. Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh chumas and maisers? Let's say the guy doesn't want to eat it. He's like, I can't believe I did this. I'm chucking it in the garbage. Does he have a mitzvah to be mafresh chumas and maisers? What is Oilam Taima? You own fruits and vegetables. You have a mitzvah to be mafresh tumas and maisers. Yeah? Okay, good. The maisa d'achreinim handle it. However, there's a Yediyah Rabasi, there's a Rashi in Gittin Mem Zayin Amit Beis, a Mefurisha Rashi. Rashi says the difference between Bikurim and Truma is that Bikurim, everyone who owns a field, has a mitzvah to be mafresh Bikurim. Nothing to do if you want to eat the peiris, you don't want to eat the peiris, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh Bikurim. Of a truma, there is no mitzvah to be mafresh truma semaisis if you're not planning on eating it. The whole din is if you want to eat the truma semaisis, then there's a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas. But if you're not planning on eating it, you plan on leaving it in your room, there's no mitzvah now to be mafresh trumas. As long as you're not eating it, there's no thing you have to be mafresh trumas of maisis. What Rav Nachum is saying, Chumas and Maisis is not a mitzvah fazif. It's not a mitzvah if they ask me. The ganze inyan of Chumas and Maisis is lahater sateva. If you want to eat, there's a way of doing it, to be mafresh. But it's not a mitzvah if they ask me. As a meila, you see in Rashi, gevaldig yechidish, that the Isa b'toyras is tali, someone who doesn't have a din of Tevel. He doesn't have the Issa Tevel. He doesn't have a din to be mafresh, to be mater. He's less of a Tayras. It's a different kind of a truma. It's still a Rizig Yechidish, but it has a Tchilas Hesper. It has a Kivum. She's there. That's the third Mahalich in what Issa, what the Tzad is, that a Goy is less of a Tayras. Because a Goy doesn't have an Issa Tevel. As he doesn't have the machayev of tevel to be mafresh truma, why taka is this truma truma? Zot Rashi in Gittin Chof Gimel, because there's a ribui ish ksiv b'toyra by kochim, as we learn it out from kochim. Oida pam Rashi says, as the regular parsha of truma, if you don't have it is a tevel, you don't have a din to be mafresh truma. As over here, we go in the mamakim a little bit deeper. The reason why a goy has to come on to a new parsha is because he doesn't have a din tevel. If you don't have a din tevel, you don't have a din truma. The din truma is mikoyach the din tevel. By a goy, it's not one of the zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach. He doesn't have a yisa tevel. Asak Rashi, enoch inami, there's a naya riboy, ish, that he could be mafresh truma. Grada, that could be a gishmak of shat. You don't have to learn the Tesis Rid this way. But once you have the Rashi, it's gishmak the Tesis Rid. The Tesis Rid says, when was the ribui? The ribui was by Goy's Tua. But by a Yid's Tua, that was Mischayev and Afrosh's Tuma of a Yid, that a Goy can't do. And so that'll be the Hezber and the Tesis Rid. That a Yiddish Tua, that's Mischayev, and a Yiddish Afrosh's Truma, a Goy's Truma is not enough. Only in a Goyish Truma, which anyway is not, there's no Issa Tevel Klapi the Goy, then you can say the Ribui works. That would be a Gishmak of Pshat, Havona, Oimik, in the Tesis Red. As Lefi said, the Ika Teretz, what's the Havamin of the Gemara is that he's less of a Tayyus because it's a different parsha. We have three Hadgoshes in a different parsha. Rashi was no Chi of Misa. The Taisis Rid, it doesn't work for a Yid's Tua. And Rashi over there in Gittin, the Ritva over here, there's no Isser Tevel, there's no mitzvah to be Matrish to by a God. Okay. Those are the three Mahalchim to explain the Havamina of the Gemara. The Maisa, the Maskana of the Gemara is it's called Isa Vitayras. The Shimon, the Potter, the Tan, Shumasai Vikachavim, the Damas, the Chayomon of the Choymish, Reb Shimon Poiter, Atem Gamatem, Lomali, what do you need Atem for? It's a Sakadai de Chamina, Hoyal Vamamar, Atem Veloy Arisim, Atem Veloy Shutvim, Atem Veloy Apotropis. Atem v'lo yatoyne meshe'ena sheloi, ema atem v'lo yishluchachem nami komash molon. As you needed to tell us, your ores can't be tayrim, your shutif can't be tayrim, and ena sheloi. As Rashi in Gittin, when he brings this, he says, that he was bothered with the question. Once you say an Aris can't do it and a Shutif can't do it, as why do you say an Eina Shaloi can't do it? Kolchke. As he says, either Loizu Apsu, or this is the time of all of them. That's what Rashi says. Of a Frektikes of Mishnah in Shumas Perev Dalet Bombeshaila on this Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? You know, you have your tevel. One more time, you went to the wrong fruits and vegetable store. It's in your dira. You didn't make your chaver shliach, and he wants to walk over and be mafresh truma. You need a pasuk to say it doesn't work. Of course, it doesn't work. Why should he have kaya? Vishlemi, you made a shliach. Okay, it's some chiddush, but we were talking about stam toyrim sheinu shaloi. I walk over into your thing. And I go ahead, and I want to take shuma. Let's say I walk into your house. Ooh, I really like that shirt. I mamish like your Shabbos shirt. So I'm going to be makneh to my friend. Is the kinyan chal? Do you need a pasuk to tell you the kinyan's not chal? It's not yours! But push it, it doesn't work. You walk over to your friend. Have a gevaldige shidduch for you. My mamish found the top girl. Mamish in the Seiris Rachel. Ah, gevaldig. You walk over, you mekadesh the isha without shlichus. You need a mir, it doesn't work. No. You're not a bal dovah b'chlal. Who are you b'chlal? As why by truma do you need a mir that a toyrim is shehena shaloi is not chal? But b'chlal was the havamina. You're not a bailin. Who are you? His Israelis like screaming at you. Who do you think you are anyway? Who are you? Who are you? You're a nothing. You're Ephes. What are you here? You're Stam, you're walking in. You're Ein Shaloi. You're not a Bailim Bechla. Huh? What's the pshat? Das Frek, the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Tshuvos, Perek Dalet, Bishem the Marie Korkis. Ever the Marie Korkis is a chilek. By truma, it's anyway oimid to be mafresh truma. Meaning by other chaloisin, kedushin, kinyanim, it's not oimid that he's going to be maknet. It's not oimid he's going to be makadish this lady. Yeah. As a mela, over there wasn't a havamina. By truma, well, anyway it's oimid for that fresh's truma. Therefore, you would think the bailam is not makbid, and you would think it works. It's Arach Beer. I hear he's not Makbid, but how do you have a Koyach Bukhlav? Who are you Bukhlav? Yesh Lodin in what the Marie Korkis means. Rav Nochum wanted to say another Mahalach. Malish HaGishmak Mahalach. We'll finish with this. He said of Rav Nochum in Shumas. Rav Nochum wanted to say, Shuma is Cholek B'Yisaydei for Kedushin and Matana. By Kedushin, you're creating a new chalos, a marriage. There was no marriage before. You're creating a marriage. By Kinyanim, you're creating a bailis that didn't exist before. By Truma, there are Mekoyres from Rishonim that together Afrash Truma is the reason why there's an Issa Tevel is because the Truma is Me'uriv in the Tvua. As it's already truma when it's in the tvua. That's why there's an issa tevel. What is Hafrashas truma? Hafrashas truma is your miyachid. This is the truma that's there. As you're not creating a new chalois, you're just being mevarer where the truma is. Where is the Rashi? Rashi, there are two Rashis in Shas. Rashi in Yevamos Daf Peivov, Rashi says there's an Isser Misa by Tevel. Why? Because there's an Isser Truma by Tevel. I'm sorry, there's an Isser Misa by Tevel. Why? Because there's an Isser Misa by Truma. Tosis in Yevamos brings Rashi and he learns up Rashi. The Isser of Tevel is because the Truma is Me'uriv Ba. As I say, if there's an Issa Misa by Truma, there's an Issa Misa by Tevel. Frektosis on Rashi. So why do Kayanim have the Issa Teva? Arei Kayanim alad yitruma. Okay, we'll give the Chachamim here a Shaila to think about. Oh. How do you answer Tosis and Shaila on Rashi? Mavinish Vigasak Rashi. Rashi repeats itself in Brachas Mem Zayin Amid Aleph Mem Zayin Amid Beis. He says if you take Truma early, it's Chal, because it's already Truma Mishad the Itkin. When there's an Issa Tevel, it's Mikoyach the Truma. Those are two Mefurish Rashis. And Rav Nachum brought a Rosh in Adarim Yud Beis Amid Aleph that says it before. Okay, so we have a bunch of Malmukundas in this part. Is the Tevel is because Tumah is Murupa. Ibazay is Dach Gewaldig. All you're doing is Birich Halokim. You're not shaving a Naya Chalois. To shaf a Naya Chalois, I have to be a Bailim to shaf the Chalois. But over here, I'm just saying where the Tumah is. Actually, you don't have to be a Bailim. That's why you need a Meat. By Eina Shaloi, because Chuma, you're not doing a new thing, creating a Naya Chalois. You're just being Mefarer, the Chalokim. What's the Kamash Malon? As Pashas, you would say, the Kamash Malon is even to do Bir Chalokim. You have to be a Bailam. If Nochum wanted to learn, not that way, of Ein Kan at the end of Shir, so we're just leaving off with the Tchila Levon. The Shtel is a Gevaldige Shtel. Yeah, the Shaila is the Kesef Mishnah, the Mari Korkis. What do you need on me at Fein Eshaloi? It's Pasha, I'm not a Bala Bayis. How could I do something? So that's what he wanted to say. It's Cholik from all Kinyanim and Kedushin because it's just a Bir Chalokim Ma'alma. So this is the Chesbez Hashem tomorrow will be Mashem, the places in Yodhi.